and happened the way it did. Now one person said this. Let me just read this to you right here. His trusted counselor, Ahithophel, David trusted him, but he rose up and betrayed him. He was that familiar friend. But he betrayed him because he joined up with his son Absalom. Jesus also had that familiar friend, Judas Iscariot, to come out against him. When David fled from Absalom, he crossed over the brook Kidron to the Mount of Olives. So Jesus crossed over the brook Kidron to the Mount of Olives on the night of his treacherous betrayal. There's a lot of things in the Old Testament with David and others that are a type of Christ. So just as David was in that same area being betrayed by those that he thought he could trust and those he thought were friends, Jesus suffered the same thing later on, didn't he? So you see a type of Christ right there in the story. Have you ever slept through a storm? I've slept through a lot of storms. I've been told by my wife that we had a bad storm during the night. I'm glad you told me about it because I slept good. Amen. I didn't know. You know, I always talk about Hurricane Hugo years ago that we went through in South Carolina. Now, I'm going to tell you, I didn't sleep that night. We didn't sleep peacefully. We didn't sleep at all. Prayed a lot. Amen. So I can sympathize with people who have to go through the storms, right? And who have to ride out the storm, if you will. Now, on this particular psalm, I want to share this with you. Warren Wiersbe said, if worry keeps you from getting a good night's sleep, Psalm 3 and 4 is what you need. Both of these psalms were probably written when David was exiled from Jerusalem because of his son Absalom was stealing the kingdom away from him. How was David able to sleep when he was in such danger? The enemy was against him, but David knew that that God was for him. God surrounds you, sustains you, saves you when people discourage you. And all that's in this psalm. God lifts up your head and keeps you going. God never sleeps. Amen. You can sleep peacefully because God never sleeps. Amen. So why should you stay awake and worry? If you can't sleep, don't count sheep. Talk to the shepherd. I like that. Amen. Do some praying. That'll help you right there in a lot of ways. So again, I said there's a lot of emotion going on right here in this particular psalm. There's a lot of emotion here. He's his own son has risen up against him here, and he's going through this, having his throne threatened in that kind of a way. So you know, we're all made in the image of God, by the way. The Bible says you're made in the image of God, right? That doesn't mean you look like God. That means you are like God. You have intellect. You have will. You have emotion. God's a spirit, and God has all of those, and God put all of those in you. And we all have emotion about ourselves. And David was a warrior, but at the same time, David was in touch with his feelings. That's not a bad thing, right? He was a warrior. He was a man's man. But David was in touch with his emotions, and that's one of the reasons why David was so deeply spiritual, too. He didn't mind weeping. He didn't mind crying out to God. Don't think, well, I'm a man. You're probably not as much a man as King David was, and he didn't mind crying and praying. Amen, right? You know, we have this idea oftentimes that a man doesn't go to church, and a man doesn't pray, and a man doesn't weep and all of that, right? You know, I've always said it, I'm not the most emotional person. I don't have the most emotional makeup about myself. I'm a grandpa now. That's probably going to change. Amen, right? I already know that. So that's already going to change some right there for sure. But you know, we're all on different levels of showing emotion. Some folks will cry and weep at the drop of a hat, and others not going to do it, right? But David was one that didn't mind showing his emotion. David was one that was deeply spiritual like that. And we've all experienced the emotions of life, especially where family's concerned. And it's not just family turmoil like David was going through here. It could be a lot of good things happen. Amen, right? Marriages and grandbabies and all this kind of stuff and children coming into the family. All these are good things. Amen. We experience these emotions. But David at this point was hurt. he was experiencing. It was betrayal, again, just like the Lord Jesus was experiencing. So David here is going through some severe trials. I think David was hardened by his trials, and that's probably not a good word. But he was hardened in a sense by his trials. But maybe a better word would be this: he was strengthened by his trials. And by the way, you can get hard and bitter in your trials, or you can get stronger and better. I'd rather get better than bitter, amen, by the troubles that you go through. So David was having to learn some of those things there in his life as well. So you have to be careful in your trials. You want to trust God. You want to get closer to God in your trials. Amen. You want that to happen. So David is doing those things in his life right here. And we see it in the prayer. We see it in the testimony that he gives. Someone has said, if we can abide in Christ through every situation we face, we will find him abiding with us in every situation we face. The Lord's with you. By the way, I went to a church last Sunday in my hometown. Y'all remember the Mark Thren family with all the children? They were there. So I went to see Brother Mark Thren. He was a little shocked to see me there, but he remembered that's where I was from. But he was preaching about that. He was talking about how Jacob slept on a stone for a pillow. He was going through a hard time, and if you got to use a stone for a pillow, you're having a bad night. Amen, right? I want a my pillow. You know, I want a good pillow, right? I don't want a stone for a pillow. But he was having a bad time. But you know what? He saw that ladder, the angels ascending and descending, and he woke up, and what did he say? Surely the Lord was in this place, and I knew it not. You know, sometimes, and this is what he was preaching on, the presence of God will never leave you nor forsake you, but the presence of God is not always manifest. You know, the Lord's always here in a service, but we like it better when the Lord manifests his presence to us. Amen. But here's the point. What I just read right there. If we abide in Christ through every situation we face, we'll find him abiding with us in every situation we face, even when we don't realize he's there. So David is here going through a bad time in his life, but he could sleep peacefully. So David slept peacefully through a storm right here in Psalm 3:5 and Psalm 3. Let me give you three thoughts tonight. Number one, like David, number one, turn to God when you need help. That's what he did. That's what these Psalms are about. He turned to God. He said his troubles were increasing. He said he was surrounded. You know, by the way, he said, many there be that are against me. You know what, folks? I like it better when many are for me and with me and supporting me. Amen? Don't you? You like it better? You'd rather go to church where you can get help and support rather than being surrounded by your enemy. That's the way it is out there in the world. We're surrounded by our enemy. We're surrounded by our troubles, our trials. Thank God for church and good people to be around us. But David said he was surrounded. They were increasing that were against him. They were rising up against him. And Absalom's following was growing against David. They even mocked his faith because in verse 2, he quoted them, the enemy, when the enemy said, there is no help for him in God. They knew David was a man of faith and a man of prayer, but they said this. They were so sure and certain that they could get Absalom on the throne and get David off the throne, they said not even God's going to help him. They were wrong about that. Amen. You know, our world, our country's like that right now, by the way. They think they can do whatever they want without God. That's sure not the truth, is it? They foolishly thought they could still defeat him and that God wasn't going to help him. But that's not what David was thinking. David told God what they were saying. God, they're saying that even you can't help me in this situation. But there he is in verse 5 saying, I laid me down and slept and awaked, for the Lord sustained me. Sustaining grace. Amen. Aren't you glad for that? Christians often have a hard time in this world, in school and work and society. People don't appreciate what we believe because we believe this Bible. You know, Christians believe the Bible and live according to the Bible, right? We make decisions according to that and all that. But the world doesn't appreciate that. But yet David here, he just, you know, this isn't good. I don't like it. I wish this wasn't happening. I want the best for my son. And he pleaded with his soldiers to take it easy on his son, which didn't happen. But that, you know, and he was awful broken up about how it all turned out. But you know, like Daniel and the three Hebrews, sometimes you're going to have to walk alone in this old world, but turn to God when you need help. Amen. David turned to God when he needed help. Do you do that? Do you turn to God when you need help? He said, God is a shield. You know, back in those days, a lot of people looked at their king as their shield. Their king was their protector. And in this case, they were looking away from David and looking to Absalom to be their shield and their protector. But you know what David said? God, you are a shield and a protector for me. Amen? So for him, it was King Jesus. Amen? And he looked to the Lord for his help. Turn to God for help. Let me say number two. Find God sufficient for your need. Well, he said that he was his shield. Doesn't the Bible say put on the whole armor of God? Doesn't the Bible say the Holy Spirit is your helper and your comforter? Amen. Doesn't the Bible teach us that God is sufficient for every need and situation we go through? You know, God is not only with us, God is in us. Amen. Never leave you nor forsake you. You are hid with Christ in God. Amen. Aren't you glad of that? It's not only that God is with you, God is in you. So David here expected help when he prayed. And as a matter of fact, he said he prayed and he got help. Amen. What did that mean? That meant God was sufficient for the need. David testified. He said there, I called unto the Lord. I cried unto the Lord and he heard me out of his holy hill. What is that? That's a picture of heaven right there. See, he's getting pushed off the throne, but he's looking at the holy hill of God. What does that mean? He's looking at the throne of God. I'm getting pushed off my throne, but I'm going to look up there to God's throne. And I'm going to find and be reminded, God is sufficient for every need. Amen? You know, Joshua, remember when Joshua, they stepped into the Jordan River, and it just made that big old wall, and they went across on a dry highway. Moses at the Red Sea, same thing. What did they find? God was sufficient. There was sustaining grace there. I laid me down and slept. I awaked, for the Lord sustained me. I say it again, waking up is a blessing from God, a gift from God. Good sleep is too, amen. And being sustained by the grace of God is also a blessing. The Bible says, not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. Paul said that, right? 2 Corinthians 3:5, Paul said that. So what do? We turn to God for help. We find that he is sufficient. Number three, like David, number three, we praise God for peace and protection. And that's exactly what he was doing here. In verse 5, he said, I slept. He didn't say wept. Now, he might have cried himself to sleep. Under those circumstances, he could have cried himself to sleep. You probably have done that a lot. We all have reasons to do that. Are y'all with me? Amen. Anybody ever cried yourself to sleep? You ever wet your pillow with tears and weeping? But hopefully it turns to sleeping. Amen. And we don't have to toss and turn all night. We can trust God with it. Don't count sheep. Talk to the shepherd, right? He slept, not wept. God filled his heart with peace. God filled his heart with comfort. This is what I've been thinking on, folks. God still had a plan. You know, my dad's been kind of like, he's been miserable, so he's like, why is the Lord even keeping me around? I don't want to really do life like this. I'd like to go on. And he was a little discouraged. You know, he hadn't got a word from the Lord. The word he was looking for was, I'll bring you on home, and the Lord hadn't told him that. Hey, when the Lord keeps you around, he's got a reason. Amen? The Lord's got a purpose. The Lord, we got to believe, folks, For you, right? I don't care who you are or how old you are right now. God still got you around. That means you got a future, right? And if you got a future, God's got a plan for it. Do you believe that? You believe God's got a plan for your future? We got to believe that. Sometimes it looks like you're at a dead-end wall, doesn't it? And David thought this was a dead-end wall, but he trusted God for his future. And God certainly brought him through. God filled his heart with peace and purpose and a plan, but only after he prayed about it. Amen. That's a key point right there too, right? If you want God to fill your heart with peace and purpose and a plan, keep praying and searching for it. He awoke it with renewed courage. Verse 6 says, I will not be afraid of 10,000s of people that have set themselves against me round about. He said, I went to sleep last night. I woke up. God sustained me. And I don't care if 10,000 of them surround me today. He had renewed courage. Isn't it good when God gives you some renewed courage? Renewed faith. Amen. He prayed to God to fight his battle. Verse 7. Arise, O Lord, save me. Oh my God, for thou hast smitten all mine enemies upon the cheekbone. Thou hast broken the teeth of the ungodly. Boy, that's quite a punch, amen, from God. He trusted God to take care of him again. He trusted God to do something. He trusted God to fight his battles. He realized God was stronger and wiser than the enemy. That includes the devil, amen. That includes discouragement. That includes temptation. Whatever it is you're going through, God's stronger and wiser. Amen? So he says, save me, God. You know, in Hebrews 11, that great hall of faith, about those people, the Bible says that they quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong. Aren't you glad God can do that for you? When you're weak, he's still strong. Amen? When I am weak, he is strong, right? And then in verse 8, he declared that salvation was in the hands of God. He said, salvation in verse 8, salvation belongeth unto the Lord. Thy blessing is upon thy people. Salvation. And in his case, by the way, it was deliverance is what that word meant. But truth of the matter is, the Bible also does say salvation is of the Lord for spiritual salvation too. Amen? God can help, God can deliver, God can save, God can rescue, God can step in and intervene. Don't you believe that? We've got to be encouraged. We've got to read this Bible, and it reminds us of this truth. God has a plan. God has a purpose. When David slept peacefully through a bad storm, I mean, it was a bad storm. But God took away the fear. You know, I read about this guy that... He was driving a car full of stolen goods. Well, this other fellow, old guy, just retired. He decided he'd buy him a new car. He got him one of them new Chargers. You know, every time you see one, you think a cop's behind you. And this old guy thought, man, I got me a new car, got me a Charger, and he wanted to test it out. You know, they were out on a country road. He said, I want to test it out, see how fast this thing will go, this old guy. Well, you know what the other fellow did with the stolen goods in his car? He jumped out and ran into the woods, thinking that was a cop, when it wasn't a cop. Wasn't even a cop at all. Here's what the Bible says about that. The wicked flee when no man pursueth. But the righteous are as bold as a lion. Amen. I guess, you know, sometimes you see them things and you see those cars like that, and I'm like, you know, I get mad at people when I finally realize it's not a cop, and I've been driving slow the whole time because I thought you were a policeman. You know, why'd you get a car to look like that and make me go slow all day long? You know, but anyway, but I like that. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Well, in this case, David did flee. But he found the boldness and the courage. Why? Because he turned to the Lord. He slept peacefully in a storm. Why? Because he turned to the Lord. He found God sufficient. And then he praised God for his help. Boy, what a formula for life right there. Amen. What a formula for our trials. And I like that word in verse 5, the Lord sustained me. I'm glad for saving grace. We sang about amazing grace. I'm glad for saving grace, but I'm also glad for sustaining grace that, as he said elsewhere in this, he's the lifter up of our soul. Amen. He lifts us up. He upholds us. He helps us. He reminds us that he still loves us. Amen. And has a plan and a purpose. Thank God for it. Sustaining grace. That's the way that we're going to sleep peacefully in our storms. Going through a storm. That storm today, by the way, I didn't think it got a lot of rain. We needed to rain. Now, I don't know about where you were. Now, where I was, I thought, well, that wasn't all that like they said it was going to be. Kind of like the last two snowstorms. It wasn't a blizzard, the 4 feet of snow like they said it was going to be. They keep crying wolf. You know what? I'm going to get caught in a tornado one day because I'm going to quit listening to them. You know what's going on there? Yeah, y'all had a bad ice storm. You know why it wasn't bad to me? I wasn't here. I was in South Carolina, so wasn't all that to me. But anyhow, God's going to let you go through some storms. Some are going to be worse than others. But his sustaining grace that helps us sleep peacefully in a storm is what we have to lean on and count on. Amen? Thank God for it. Would you bow your heads with me tonight, please? Dear Father, Lord, we thank you. For this, Lord, we thank you for speaking in our hearts. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you for the examples that we have here in the Bible. And, Lord, I pray, God, you'd help us with this one tonight. Lord, I thank you for the encouragement that is here, Lord. And I just pray, God, that you would lift us up tonight. Help us, Lord, to sleep peacefully and knowing, Lord, that you've got a plan and all the troubles and the trials that we're going through in our lives, Lord. Thank you for David's example here. Thank you for the words that he gave us, and encourage us and help us tonight. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Thank you all that joined us on live stream tonight. Appreciate you watching us tonight. And hopefully that'll help you. Those of us remaining.